This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoopstan with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio. We are red hot and rolling. It is Saturday, July 23rd, 2022, year of our Lord. Well, how are we doing tonight, sir?
Doing pretty good. In the limo tonight, my new puppy, Sharona, my black lab, she tried to grab the steering wheel.
Was it any witnesses?
Yeah, me. No, she didn't do it.
She grabbed us. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll call Nancy Pelosi and what's-her-face out of Wyoming and see if they can do a congressional hearing. But anyways, I want to welcome you tonight. Check us out at 75radio.org. That's the number 75radio.org. And as always, we want to welcome Little Billy Keeburn and the men in the alleged woman of the Yonadosis, New York Fire Department. I was up there last week on a very enjoyable yet short vacation. Keep saving them sellers, boys. Also, first order business, as always, we want to remember that those members of the law enforcement community who were murdered in the line of duty. Tonight, we remember Police Officer Anthony Marzukowicz of the Rochester, New York Police Department, End of Watch, July 21st. 2022, him and the fellow officer from the Rochester Police Department were shot. Officer Mazukowicz passed in line of duty. His killer is still on the run. Also, we want to remember Police Officer Daniel Vasquez of the North Kansas City, Missouri Police Department. End of watch, July 19th, 2022. His killer is alive and in custody. And tonight we have a very special guest. His name is Charles Strange, and he is part of a group that nobody, I mean absolutely nobody, wants to be a part of. He is a Gold Star father. How are we doing tonight, sir?
Good, good. Thanks for having me on. My name is Charles Strange, Gold Star father of Petty Officer First Class Michael Strange, killed in action August 6, 2011. Along with 29 other brave men. It was the biggest loss of life in Iraq and Afghanistan. It was the biggest loss of life in the history of America. 22 men from DEV Group, Navy Special Warfare. That was the worst day of my life. I lost a piece of my heart. Michael was my oldest son. We're from Philadelphia. Senior year, he said, Dad, I'm joining the military. And I said, son, there's a war going on. You're not doing that. And he turned 18 and he signed. I gave him an attaboy. And we used to run the Rocky Steps. That's how Philly we are. And, you know, he went into boot camp. I flew out there and he took off Pensacola, Florida after boot camp. He finished number one in class for cryptology code ranking. Excuse me, code breaking. And they shipped him to Hawaii. My son Michael really took off in the military, physically, mentally. He became an E6 in less than 4 years. He loved what he did, training, and in 3 years, they asked him to join DEV Group, which is SEAL Team 6. And he called me up and he said, yo, Dad, you know, I'm thinking about going into signing up for another 4 years. And I said, yo, you said 4 years now. And he had his mind set on it, and they gave him an extra big bonus. And I bought a home down there in Virginia Beach by Damneck, it's called. And he started accelerating in what he was doing. He was doing different things with SEAL Team 6 and became a Tier 1 operator. He loved what he was doing. And I'll tell you what, he was on different missions. Adam Brown, some of you might have heard of that, and Fearless. They wrote a book, Fearless, and he called me up before April 2011, and he said, "Dad, you're not going to hear nothing from me for like 2 weeks." I said, "What are you talking about?" And we had a special code, and the code was, "Are the Phillies winning?" That means don't ask me no more questions, Dad. And you know, as a father, you're like, "What do you mean? Also, I'm not going to hear from you." And May 2nd, you hear about the killing of Osama bin Laden. And Michael came home in June 2011. It was his birthday, June 6th, D-Day. And we had a big party for him. But he came home, and he grabbed me by the bicep. And he said, "Dad, you won't believe what the F is going on in this country." I'm like, "What?" He's like, "I got a will." I said, "Why are you talking about a will?" And he just turned 25, and he was pacing around the room. He's like, "Let's go to the bar." And we had a big party for him, you know, two kegs of beer, like 80 of his friends. And he's telling everybody, "I got a will." And he stopped at my sister's house and told Aunt Maggie about the will. And, you know, everything was different. And I'm like, "What's going on?" I'm like, "No, I'll be all right. I'll be all right, Dad." And then he called me before he took off. "Yo, Dad, I love you. I'll see you for Thanksgiving. Da 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 da." And 93 days after the bin Laden raid, on a helicopter called Extortion 17. Your listeners can look that up. I got the knock on the door, and three men were there from the Navy, and I was like, "You got to be kidding me." And you drop to your knees, you scream this unbearable scream, you know, "You're not supposed to bury your children." And they didn't have no answers. They just knew he died. I'm like, "What are you talking about?" It was on the news, and my brother-in-law and the house started getting crowded, and, you know, it came on the news, and RPG by the Taliban, and you know, I'm out of my mind. And after that, October 2011, 2 months later, all the parents go down to Virginia Beach, down the Little Creek. They did the investigation. Brigham Dear Jeffrey Colt did the investigation in 2 weeks. 30 guys dying.
Charles, we're coming on our first break. When we come back, we'll ask more in depth about some of your son's mission, if you even have knowledge about them, and what exactly happened on that fateful day. Anyways, folks, stay tuned. This is 75 Radio on CW Radio Network. Take away, boys.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine. the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
We are back. We have Scoop and Walter on the phone with Mr. Charles Strange. Now, Mr. Charles, I could tell, you know, even to this day, you're still broken up about what happened to your son. Your son was in SEAL Team 6. Was he on the raid of Osama bin Laden?
Yes.
Oh, so he was in on the raid. Because people say, we didn't get him. And, you know, what do you say about all the naysayers that say, oh, we didn't get him, he's in hiding, or, you know, he's just on the run, whatever. What do you say to those people that, you know, knowing that, you know, your son that you brought in this world helped take down a very, very bad individual?
I said, you know, people, nobody ever approached me and asked me that. I hear the rumors about that. There's a few people from down there that told me, actually, you know, August 2011, we're in Dover. And there was also eight Afghans on the helicopter, 30 Americans, eight Afghans, and Bart the Warrior Dog. And we're in the hangar, all the parents, and Barack Hussein Obama came up to me. I didn't see him, and he grabbed me by the shoulders. And he said, Michael changed the way America lived. Michael was the greatest. And I grabbed Barack Obama by the shoulders, and I said, I don't need to know about my son. I need to know what happened. And I started to shake him like a bobblehead. And then the Secret Service guys grabbed me. And they took me outside, gave me a drink of water, and I was smoking a cigarette, trying to calm down. And I walked back in, and I was doubled over crying. And Barack Hussein Obama came up to me again and tried to give me a hug. And as he's hugging me, I whispered in his ear, I said, are we going to get a congressional hearing? And he said, I'm going to look into this very, very, very deep. And then, yeah, then the Secret Service guy took him away. There were other people that, you know, told me about the bin Laden raid. And, you know, you were talking, you know, I was listening to you in Dover. After Obama leaves, Leon the Snake Panetta comes up to me. And he says to me, Mr. Strange, I'm going to ask the same questions as you. I said, what the F are you going to ask the same questions as me? I'm a construction worker. You know what I mean? And then the Secret Service guys grabbed me again because a couple of the other fathers started asking some questions. So my son, when he came home from the bin Laden raid, didn't tell me whether it was bin Laden, not yes, no. But he, in so many words, and some other people, you know. So, yeah, I believe it was Osama bin Laden and absolutely. And I also believe, you know, 93 days later, when they all get killed, right, wasn't a coincidence. It wasn't a lucky shot. It's no coincidence that August 6, 2011, they all get killed, and Admiral McCraven leaves the next day, August 7th. General Petraeus leaves August 9th, 12 3 and 4 star admirals in general leave that month, August 2011, after 30 men die. Is that a coincidence? I'm going to say that a lot of coincidence because it ain't no freaking coincidence. It was done by design by the deep state.
Right.
And some contractors over there, and somebody from the Obama administration.
All right, but Charles, let's go back a little bit. That fateful day. How old was that bird that your son and his shipmates boarded that day?
That was a 1963 Chinook CH-47D, refurbished in 1985.
So you have a bird older than most people on that Cervin that was still refurbished before most of those people were born. Why would the DOD have that piece of junk out there in the first place, you know?
And they never fly in a CH-47. They never fly with that many men, SEAL Team 6. And they use MH-47s. 47s, you know, and so there's a lot of questions. Somebody needs to be held accountable. That's why I wrote the book Relentless. It's up online at Barnes & Noble for $20. You're going to see things in there. They're not conspiracy. They're what they gave us. And right. I'll get into that in a few minutes.
So Charles, do you think that shooting down that Hilo was intentional?
Oh, 100%.
Well, why would it be intentional? Your son and his shipmates are heroes. They took down Osama bin Laden. The more or less the war of terrorism over. Why would they kill all these men?
Well, look how the country's going. Look at all of a sudden we got a heroin epidemic. We've been in never seen it like that. We used to get, before we went into Afghanistan, you can Google this, we would get like 8% of the poppy. Now, since we've been in Afghanistan, we get like 95% of the poppy. We don't have that many people on morphine. The drugs, the deep state, look at these congressmen and senators, look, walking out with, they all got stock and bullets and rubber and everything else that's going on in war. That we were in there for 20 years in Afghanistan. I mean, Afghanistan's the same size, is a little bit bigger than Texas. Are you kidding me? 20 years? We're the strongest military in the world. We were until Joe Biden got in there. I got to back step too a little bit, my friend. They killed bin Laden May 2nd, 2011. Joe Biden at the Ritz-Carlton in Delaware, May 3rd. With a half a load on, SEAL Team 6 killed bin Laden. SEAL Team 6 killed bin Laden. Yo, what do you think? He put a target on their back. Secretary of Defense was Robert Gates. He spoke out. It's in his book. Never, you know, he put a target on them. Is his words in the book, you know. Why was that a coincidence? He just sat there. You mentioned SEAL Team 6. Nobody ever heard of SEAL Team 6 before the bin Laden raid, right?
Right.
You know.
So do you think Joe Biden spilled the beans on the disposal of Osama bin Laden?
Oh, I think it was all done by design, my friend, and I got the proof.
Right.
I got the proof.
Well,
I'll send you some new stuff.
Right. Before we go to the next break, Walt, do you have any questions for our guest, Charles Strange? No, I just want to make a few comments, if I may, Mr. Strange. I'm very proud to have you on our show tonight. God bless you, and God bless your son and the service that he did for our country. We don't have enough in our lifetime to put forward the thank yous that you and your son deserve and your family deserves. You suffered the greatest loss any man can have. And Lord knows you're not the first, and God damn it, you're not going to be the last, and that's a shame. Your son did a wonderful thing, and he wasn't taken care of, as you put it. He was put on this 1960-odd transport, and probably a death sentence from the get-go, you know, like you're alluding to. And I don't blame you one bit. And as far as Joe Biden, he's always shot his stupid mouth off. And he's never had to suffer a consequence for anything that came out of it. And he hasn't had to suffer a consequence for anything that came out of his first wife either, because he's part of that nonsense too, that meth head that he calls a son. It's just amazing that young man can do whatever the hell he wants, and your son is not able to do it with the military record that he held. So my thanks to you, sir.
Thank you. Well, we need your help. We need your listeners to call. Extortion 17, call DOJ. They got it. President Trump, we met him twice in the White House. I gave him some information. He opened up an investigation. This thing is, you know, we had, after my son died at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C., we had Alan West, General Boykin, General Valet. We had 20 of the parents. We had a couple of Navy SEALs. There was, like you said, the fake media. There was probably 50 cameras there from all kinds of TV stations. Guess who played it?
Nobody. But nobody. Charles, we're coming. Charles, stick around. We're coming to our halfway point of the show. We could talk about your foundation for your son and what people can do and how they can reach out to you. Stay tuned, everybody. This is 75 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. When Donald Trump's followers, who believed his false accusations about election fraud, stormed the U.S. Capitol, he sat back and watched. That was the narrative the U.S. House of Representatives Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack laid down in 8 hearings over 6 weeks, which wrapped up this week with a study of the former president's actions during the 187-minute assault on Congress by his supporters. As triple-digit heat waves continue to grip parts of the U.S. this week, several companies, including construction and delivery, are taking extra precautions to keep employees safe as they work under the hot sun during the heat of the day. Rhonda Lanew, the executive VP owner of Phoenix company Lyons Roofing, says they constantly hold classes on heat safety.
In the 17 years we've been doing this, if we've had a half a dozen people come off the roof for heat exhaustion, that's probably about it.
This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only 2 forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Rochester, New York Police Chief David Smith announced on Friday the arrest of 21-year-old Massachusetts man Calvin Vickers for the murder of 29-year veteran officer Anthony Merkowitz, who was shot and killed in what police called a cowardly ambush Thursday night. Chief Smith says Merkowitz and his partner Sino Singh were targeted while inside their patrol vehicle. Vickers fled the scene and was picked up later by police and will face charges of murder and attempted murder. Rochester Police Captain Frank Umbrino says a juvenile bystander was also wounded during the attack and was treated for non-life-threatening injuries.
Additionally, a 15-year-old female was inside her house nearby, and as she dove for cover after hearing the gunshots, she was grazed by one of 3 bullets that penetrated one of the walls of her house.
Vickers fled the scene and was picked up later by police. He will face charges of murder and attempted murder. This is USA Radio News.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. We are red hot rolling this 23rd day of July 2022. We have a very special guest. His name is Charles Strange. He is the father of cryptologist technician collection, Michael Strange. And like Walter said, Charles, like, this country owes you and your son a debt of gratitude we can never repay. You know, boy, guys, men like your son are treated like third-class citizens. Meanwhile, you got guys like Hunter Biden who had, you know, just because of his last name, who his daddy is, gets to do whatever the hell he wants. Meanwhile, you know, you're stuck out in the rain and, you know, try to get questions answered. Has anybody from your elected representatives in Congress or the Senate in Pennsylvania responded to, have they done anything for you or the any of the other SEALs that were killed that day?
No. Congressman Bob Brady did get us into the Pentagon. You know, you do know we won the first case in the history of America against the NSA.
Oh, really?
At the debriefing, October 2011, the guy Jeffrey Colt that did the investigation, General Jeffrey Colt did the investigation in 2 weeks. After the debriefing, they gave us a folder, and you go home, because he said it was a lucky shot to all 60 parents. I stood up. I said, did he say lucky shot? Are you kidding me? All our sons are dead. What's wrong? You know, I said a few other words. And anyway, with the folder, you get home, and there's 25 pages in there, and they're blank. You can't read them. There's no ink, no toner. I called up Admiral Sean Pybus, Commander-in-Chief of CENTCOM. I said, Sean, I got a bad copy here. He said, well, Charlie, I got a lot of complaints about that. I said, good. Send me a new one. He said, I can't. We burned it. I said, you burned it? And I slammed the phone on him. But there was a disc in there. You put the disc in, and all these little blocks pop up, like 200 different little black boxes. I couldn't figure it out. My wife figures it out after about 9 hours. And three Red Bulls, and 1,364 pages come out, but the disc was encrypted. And on my phone, I kept getting 001000, and I called Verizon up. I said, "Who's this?" I said, "I text them back, and I don't get none." And the guy from Verizon said, "You don't know who that is?" I said, "No." He said, "That's Big Brother," and he hung up. And then on our computer, we don't have a camera on our computer. And all of a sudden, I hear my wife yelling, and they took her picture live time. I said, there had to be a picture up there. And she's like, they took my picture. And they threatened her, FBI, 10 to 12 years in prison. And that was on local news in Philadelphia, Channel 3.
Charles, let's back up a little bit. Why would the FBI threaten your wife or your family? You're a victim. Why? What in God's name could your wife do to get the attention of the Federal Bureau of Investigation?
She figured out the disc.
Oh.
1,364 pages comes out, and it talks about how the Taliban knew. They knew it was Extortion 17. They knew who was on the helicopter. There were six IEDs around the landing site. There was Taliban under the trees on top of the roof. This is what they gave us. They were going to ask for that disc back, some of the parents said, and then they figured out we're too stupid to figure it out. You know what I mean? And nobody could figure it out except for my wife. And we won. In Washington, D.C., the third highest court in the country, Judge Leon, he called it Orwellian. And Larry Klayman was our lawyer. He represented us. He's the one that started Judicial Watch. And Edward Snowden's lawyer was there. And Obama talked about us before he went on one of his vacations. We're going to look into that for the Gold Star family and the NSA. Then we went to the second highest court in the country, three judges. We won that case. You know what they did? They changed the law. They're allowed to go in your computer and go into your cell phone. Look it up, Judge Leon. You'll see Charles and Marianne Strange. And for just asking questions about what happened, you know, if there's you don't have nothing to hide, why would you go after a construction worker and my wife, a Gold Star family that gave the ultimate sacrifice, right? Ain't that what the words they use?
Yep.
You know.
Why, Charles, why would they try to cover it up and threaten you and your family from getting the truth? What happened to your son and the other parents? What happened to their son serving, you know, serving the country, having, you know, U.S. Navy on their, above their breast pocket? Because, you know, I've done it for 8 years. Why would they go after you and threaten you?
Because we were speaking out and asking questions, asking for a congressional hearing. I'm telling you, I'll send you some of these 1,300 pages. It's in my book, Relentless, Gold Star Fathers Pursuit for the Truth, Barnes & Noble, 20, right. 20 bucks online.
Right, right. Wow. I'm just spellbound because, well, folks, I can tell you from other sources here in D.C., the FBI is not the great law enforcement agency you see on TV and movies, because for the simple fact, the FBI and other alphabet agencies, they work with Hollywood. Just look at the movie Argo. That's based on a true story. Well, you got any more questions before we go on our next break?
Right now, I'm just flabbergasted at the ridiculousness from the Obama White House. And the FBI, the Secret Service, would have had to take me out of that in a straitjacket, to move me away from the president. I mean, the guy's a public servant. He was sitting there watching your son on closed circuit cameras during that Bin Laden raid. Right. And then he's got the gall to come up to you and say he's going to look into it deeply. It's already been looked into and ongoing at that point. You know, he didn't do a damn thing when the Secret Service pulled you away from him. But I think I would have took the sleeves off his suit jacket as the Secret Service was pulling me away. That's for damn sure. But I appreciate you. And Marianne Strange, I hear her in the background. You know, God bless her also. Sounds like a wonderful mom missing her son.
Right. So anyway, so your son and his unit go down. The Taliban knew about it. We knew that the Taliban knew about it. Why doesn't anybody say anything? I mean, what's the cover up, Charles? I mean, you got the 1,300 pages. Why is there a cover up of why that bird went down?
It was, they don't want to talk about it. They don't want to be exposed. They don't want to go to prison. You know, they don't want a congressional hearing. We've tried everything. You know, you just asked me earlier about did any congressman. We go to the Pentagon, right? We're not allowed to bring our lawyer. We're not allowed to bring any other Gold Star parents with us. We pull into the Pentagon. Two guys with machine guns meet us. Walk us inside. Do you know a gentleman by the name, I'm being nice, named Gary Reed?
No.
He was Chuck Hagel's right-hand man. And him and three other three stars were there. And we go into this room, and I'm asking him questions. And he said, Mr. Strange, he says, you can't believe everything you read on the internet. I said, and I start talking. He starts talking over me. And I stand up and I said, there was Taliban under the trees. There was IEDs around the damn landing site. And he says, no. I said, here you go, Exhibit 89. And all four of them look at it and they start reading it. And they said, where'd you get this from? I said, from the 1,364 pages. And you know what they said? They read the 25-page report. I said, 30 men died, my son died, so I tried, the table was wide, so I tried grabbing him, and then the two guys with machine guns took me outside. And I'm outside for like 20 minutes. I come back. My wife's over the table trying to grab him. And then the more military people came in the room. And so we sat back down after about, me and my wife had to go outside and calm down, drink some water and smoke. And we come back.
Right.
And I give him some of the questions. That was the whole thing, right? So we had like 18 questions. Simple.
All right. Charles, we're going to come right back. You can talk about the foundation, how people can contact you and buy your books. Stay tuned, everybody. This is a hell of a story.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. freedomfactor.org.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
All right, we are back with a very special guest, Charles Strange, father of cryptologist technician collection, first class Michael J. Strange, U.S. Navy. Charles, you just blew me away, everything that you told me about what happened to your son and how you're treated like a second-class citizen. And, you know, it's just ridiculous. But anyways, tell people how they can contact with you about your foundation, you named after your son, your book, because we got to get the word out there. I mean, we're our rights are being taken away, and we do nothing about it. We're worried about the Kardashians and the football and you know, what somebody's doing on TikTok. Go ahead, sir.
Please check out my book. It's called Relentless, Gold Star Father's Pursuit for the Truth. It's online at Barnes & Noble for $20 or Amazon for $20. It has some of the 1,364 pages. It has history in there, winning the first case in the history of America against the NSA, the biggest loss of life in the history of America, 22 men from Dev Group. And it's a quick read. It's 3,000 words, and it's got the pictures. And so Relentless online, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Or you can check us out on MichaelStrangeFoundation.org. What we do, since the government don't do nothing for the Gold Star families, is we bring the families in for a weekend, anywhere from 30 to 45 Gold Stars. We pay for the plane tickets, the hotel, the food, everything, mostly 3 nights or 4 days. And what we do is get them to write a letter while they're there,
about their son and who their son was, or maybe they forgot to tell their son something, and read it out loud to the group. And then we hold the picture up of their son or daughter that was killed. And we also bring a paid grief counselor. We open up the Bible. And then Saturday night, we take them to a VFW post or American Legion post to host us for a dinner. We've done 12 weekends, over 350 Gold Star families we've brought in. It's in the book. Parents and siblings come in. If they're over 18, the siblings, they're forgotten ones too, you know, the brothers and sisters. You know, my other son, I worry about him. I said, he worries about me. I said, you okay? He said, Dad, I was in the same room with him for 18 years. They were, they were thick, you know. And the MichaelStrangeFoundation.org. And then, you know, YouTube. We got videos up on YouTube. You'll hear the testimony of the Gold Star parents that have been through our weekends. We've done them all over, of course, Pennsylvania, Wildwood, New Jersey, Ocean City, Maryland, Washington, D.C., Lenox, Mass., Tucson, Denver. You know, we do little fundraisers, but we could use help. MichaelStrangeFoundation.org. We got PayPal. You can buy a SEAL Team 6 shirt with the names of the 30 guys. August 6th is coming around. Come on, people. You know, you want to support the families. You're true Americans, patriots. Stand up, you know. And also call your congressman and say, what happened to that extortion 17, the 30 guys? There was never nobody held accountable. You know, we need your help. We beg for your help, you know. And it's all in the book, Relentless. I can't thank you gentlemen enough for having us on and, you know, learn about the NSA, how corrupt it is. You see what's going on in America. This is crazy. Our military's disappearing. You know, the military's paying for transgenders while they're in there. It's a disgrace. But I'm going to give the phone to my wife. Check us out, Relentless Online, YouTube, MichaelStrangeFoundation.org. We need some donations. Parents love coming to the weekends. They don't, you know, we're all in the same boat, and we help each other. And here's my wife real quick, Mary Ann Strange.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening, Mrs. Strange. Yeah.
Hi. We were just with some military people, and the one girl, she was saying, you know, when she went into the service, she had to go through boot camp, and then, you know, she became a private first class, and then went through, you know, some testing, private second class, and I forget what the other two were after that. But until the fourth, you know, a move up is finally when she got a badge. Now, they're not even allowed to call them private first class or private second class because they feel less than. So now they have to call them soldiers. Like, good, how insane that this is, how bad our military is getting, you know, and this is the greatest country in the world. It's bad. We need to, you know, get back to where we were. But, you know, we thank you guys for having, you know, having my husband on and just listening and helping us keep the word going about what happened with them 30 men and Bart the dog. You know, it's coming up on 11 years this year, and we still have no answers. No answers. Right. There's more questions than answers still to this day. You know, we need a true congressional hearing. And,
Marianne, I'll just say from my end, the pleasure is all ours. I mean, I'm just blown back. You know, I have 8 years in the Navy. And, you know, we look, you know, us guys on the deck plates looked up to people like your son. And I can't think, you know, and your son's up in heaven looking down, smiling. And is very proud of you and your husband with the job that you're doing, you know, exposing this. You know, you're still fighting. You know, your son is in heaven doing what he did best, and they sent him up for failure, and you're fighting on his behalf. Walt, you got any comments?
I just want to thank them. The Strange family sounds like one of the strongest families I've ever had contact with to lose a son like that.
And you're
very welcome, ma'am. And again, I thank you and your husband for coming on the show tonight and putting the word out for you.
Well, we're from Philly. We do fight back. We will never, ever stop until someone is held accountable. You know, somebody needs to be held accountable. There was a lot of things that, you know, it was a complete debacle from the very beginning. Before they even lifted off to go into the Tangi Valley, Joni Marquez, who was on the C-130, called and said, do not send extortion 17. We do not need them. 5 times she told them not to send them out. But yet they still sent them out with no protection, no Apaches to protect them, no AC-130 gunship overhead, like every other plane, you know, mission, they're always protected. Our boys had no protection whatsoever, none. And that's just one thing. That was the start of it, you know. So, if your listeners, please, help us get a congressional hearing. Contact your senator, Congress, whomever. I know you have to wrap it up. So, the work we do is with the parents and siblings who lost a loved one in Iraq or Afghanistan. We pay for everything, transportation, rooms, food, grief counselor. I tell them all you need to do is pack your suitcases, you know, and bring a picture of your son or daughter. And, it's powerful. It's powerful. And I'm not just saying that because it's our foundation, but, it's definitely God working through us and our sons, and daughters. So, again, thank you very much for having us on. And I will turn you over to my husband again.
Okay. Thank you, thank you, Marianne.
Thanks. Have a great evening, hon.
You too.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. It's all in the book, Relentless. All the questions, the NSA, everything else about the foundation, MichaelStrangeFoundation.org. Like I said, we got PayPal, we got T-shirts, YouTube us. You see all the videos, and you'll be scratching. Sure. If you read my big book, you'll be pissed off.
Right. Charles, what's the channel on YouTube?
MichaelStrangeFoundation.org, YouTube.
So go to Michael's. So Michael Strange Foundation on the YouTube icon and look it up. Folks, look it up. Stop looking at the garbage that's out there about who's doing what. Mr. Strange were victimized. Guess what? You're next. Charles, we only got a couple moments left. What's next for the Michael Strange Foundation? Are you going anywhere? Are you doing anything? Because, you're up in Philly. I'm down here in D.C. You coming down here anytime soon?
August 6th, they're doing the swim across the Hudson River, Navy SEALs. Some of them talk, some of them don't. Some of them are starting to talk a little bit. They invited me up there. They cross the Hudson, and then we jog down. I'm not doing the swim, of course, but I will do the run down to the Twin Towers. We have that going on. We have Wildwood Tattoo Convention the following weekend. And then the last weekend of August, we're going to see Kid Rock. He invited us backstage. We're going to hang out with Kid Rock. And I know he hangs out with President Trump. Have him, push for congressional hearing, getting his ear a little bit. September 3rd, we have a fishing tournament in Summers Point, New Jersey. Don Trump Jr. just put it up on his Instagram last Thursday. So maybe he'll be coming. I'll get in his ear, you know. So we could use your support at MichaelStrangeFoundation.org.
Right, right. But, Charles, I can't thank you and your wife enough for all you did for us in this country. Folks, for Walter Yerkew, this is Peter Scoopstead. Reminding you, you can make a difference. Marianne and Charles Strange are perfect examples. They make a difference. Go out and make it. Talk to you next week. Charles, I'll talk to you in a minute.
James Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.